Dennis, what are your, how much do you know about Mathlin? What are your impressions of him so far from what you do know?
Well, my impressions of him have been very, very good. You know, I think this is a guy that, you know, he comes from a football background. You know, he won a national championship there at LSU. He was on a world championship football team with the Green Bay Packers. You know, so this is a guy that understands, you know, the things that it takes to win a championship. And you know, when you talk to people that have actually been in the building with Matt Flynn, you know, they talk a lot about the type of guy he is and the type of person he is and the type of football, you know, football character that this guy has.
How much of this, Coach, was predicated upon the fact that you think Flynn is a better option for you guys at quarterback, be it his age, salary, talent, whatever, and then also the fact that Palmer was going to cost a lot more money?
Well, you know, I think you look into all those things when you're trying to make these types of decisions, and I think we just all felt like, you know, at this point, when you look at Matt Flynn and you know, obviously with Reggie being in the building with him there in Green Bay, you know, it led a lot of credibility and really, you know, helped us to really feel real solid about this decision to bring him in and give him an opportunity here. And I think, you know, when you look at Matt's one of those guys that even though he hadn't had a lot of opportunities, when he's had those opportunities, he's made the most out of those chances. So we feel real good about that, and feel real good about, you know, getting a young prospect at quarterback.
And is he surprised that the perception seems to be that Carson just walked away, that he didn't want to play with the Raiders? Does that surprise you, and is that correct?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not really going to get into all those types of negotiations. I think at the end of the day, you know, when we looked at it, both from his standpoint and from our standpoint, you know, we just realized that it was time for us to move on and move forward, and we felt like Matt Flynn gave us a great option.
When did the idea of trading for Matt Flynn first come up, and at what point did it seem like a real possibility?
You know, I don't know exactly, you know, when that, you know, magic day was when it actually came up, but this has been something that's been talked about for you know, quite some time now, that it's a potential to happen, and I think really everything got accelerated over the last few days.
Hey, Dennis, taking away all the finances and the salaries and all that stuff, did your team get better today?
Yeah, absolutely. We felt like we got better. I mean, we feel like, you know, as many guys as we can bring into the building that are looking for the opportunity to compete, looking for the opportunity to prove that they're the type of player that we can build around. I think anytime we can get those type of guys in the building, I think it's a plus. And I think, you know, Matt Flynn's got those type of characteristics.
Have you talked to Terrell Pryor since the trade? What was his reaction?
I have not talked to Terrell as of this moment. I anticipate getting in contact with Terrell and visiting with him on the situation.
Do they go in with unequal footing? The training camp.
Say that again.
Does do Flynn and do, as far as I mean, you might not have worked all this stuff out yet, but do Flynn and Pryor go in getting equal snaps, that kind of thing?
Well, I think obviously no different than what we talked about earlier. I don't think there's been a whole lot of change as far as plan is from the quarterback's perspective. You know, we still want to have competition. I think the more competition that we can grow with the quarterback position, the better that we're going to be. I think once we get Matt in here, we get an opportunity to really start to work with him. I think all those things will sort themselves out. I don't really get into all that at this point in time because I think what happens is the cream's going to always rise to the top, and that's what's going to happen. And the great thing for us is we don't play a game till September, and then when we start getting into regular season games, I promise you we'll have a plan.
Hey, Dennis, just from a pure football standpoint, what is your scouting report? What type of a quarterback is Matt Flynn coming into your team, into your system?
Yeah, I think he's a smart, intelligent football player that understands how to manage the game, that understands situations. He knows where to go with the football. I think this guy is in my mind, one of those guys that understands the game of football, what his strengths are, what his limitations are, and he knows how to work to his strengths and limit the exploitation to whatever his limitations are. And I think at that position, I think that's something that's really critical.
How much did Reggie's knowledge of Matt and just his experience, having been with him those years in Green Bay, help you guys make this deal in terms of knowing the type of person you were getting?
Well, I don't think you can ever substitute the fact of just being able to be in the building and watch a guy on a daily basis for 4 years like Reggie did. I mean, obviously he spent time evaluating him coming out of college before they drafted him. He was able to watch him for 4 years in the building there, studying under Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think when you look at that, I think that was obviously a positive. And I think, you know, for Matt Flynn, a guy that's had an opportunity to be in the league for 5 years as a backup quarterback, to learn, to grow, to develop, I would say that he's not unlike, you know, some other guys that you've seen go through the same type of process. And what I mean by the same type of process, guys that have been in the league for a while before they get their opportunity, you know, to potentially be the starting quarterback, and guys that come to my mind, you know, a guy like a Matt Schaub, who I was around in Atlanta, and a guy like, you know, Aaron Rodgers, who obviously he spent time behind there in Green Bay. So we're excited of the fact that, you know, we're bringing in a young guy that we feel like has potential to be a starting quarterback in this league, and we're looking forward to the opportunity of having him on our roster and giving him a chance to potentially be that.
How important was it not to have to give up a pick in this year's draft, knowing that you guys are sort of limited in what you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one of the things that we really looked at. You know, one of the things we didn't want to do is we didn't want to give up compensation in this year's draft and look to push that compensation back into 2014 and then, you know, a conditional pick there in 2015. So I thought that was an important part of the deal.
How much did you get to talk to Matt yourself before the deal was made?
I talked to him a little bit. Obviously, I spent more time speaking to him this morning. After we kind of had the terms of what we were trying to get done pretty much completed. But I did get a chance to speak with him. He's extremely excited about being here. He's got to come in and go through the final processes of going through the physical and that kind of stuff. But I'm excited about having Matt here, and I know he's excited about being here.
What about Carson? Have you called him yet today to let him know that this is probably the end for him with the Raiders, or is that...
Say that again.
With Carson Palmer, have you called him yet today since you guys got Matt Flynn?
No, I have not had conversations with Carson today. I talked to Carson... I guess it was probably Saturday over the weekend, and kind of explained to him, you know, where we were at, what the process was, and I think he and his representation, you know, totally understand where we're at.
How does having Matt Flynn instead of Carson Palmer change what you feel like you're capable of doing on offense?
Again, say that again. It's hard to hear.
Sorry, how does having Matt Flynn as opposed to Carson Palmer change what you feel like you're capable of doing on offense?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change just a whole lot. You know, I mean, obviously, we feel confident about Matt Flynn, as a quarterback and giving him the opportunity to potentially win the starting job. And I think, you know, we still feel, positive about giving Terrell Pryor an opportunity to compete and specifically having a package of